You're listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. I'm Rachel Hubbard. It's another big week on the OSU campus, but before we talk about homecoming, I'd like to get your thoughts on the opening of the McKnight Center this past weekend.
Rachel, it was just glorious. I can't believe it came together as smoothly as it did. There were three performances. Friday night was a black tie gala event, and also featured, in addition to the New York Philharmonic, Kelly O'Hara, a wonderful Oklahoman and Broadway actress. And then again on Saturday night, there was a beautiful concert by the Phil. And then on Sunday afternoon, Kelly O'Hara sang some of the old standards with the New York Philharmonic. It was very, very well attended, all three events. And actually Monday morning, they did a concert for 1,000 second graders that were here. So that was great. Real kudos to the director, Mark Blakeman, just a wonderful job, and all his team. So I hope everybody had as much fun as we did.
So now OSU is in the middle of America's greatest homecoming. How's the week going?
Well, it's going great. We dyed the fountain orange Sunday afternoon and named the homecoming king and queen. It should be an exciting time as we move into the weekend. This year's theme is As the World Turns Orange. I can't think of a better color. Tomorrow night is Walk Around, and it draws an estimated 80,000 people to homecoming's biggest tradition. Then students from the Greek community volunteer hundreds of hours to not only build these elaborate house decorations, but to put on homecoming for the Alumni Association. Following Walk Around Friday night, fans can get a glimpse of this year's Cowgirl and Cowboy basketball teams at Homecoming and Hoops, which is always an exciting event. And then Saturday morning, OSU alums Billy and Ross McKnight, who, of course, were the major donors to the McKnight Center, will serve as grand marshals for the Sea of Orange Parade. And Saturday afternoon, the Cowboys will battle the Baylor Bears in a key Big 12 game.
OSU is offering a unique opportunity next week to hear from the granddaughter of Sir Winston Churchill.
Yes, we are very excited, Rachel, to have Celia Sands on campus to speak at 4 p.m. Tuesday at the McKnight Center for the Performing Arts. And after Celia's talk, which is entitled Memories of My Grandfather, I'll lead a Q&A. The event is free and open to the public, but we do ask that you register at okstate.edu. Celia Sands traveled with her grandfather during the last 4 years of his life and is an authority on the former British Prime Minister's leadership and personal life. It's truly a unique opportunity to gain firsthand insight into the life of one of the 20th century's most influential figures.
And finally today, OSU's Casey Shrum has earned a major honor.
She did. Dr. Shrum, who's president of the OSU Center for Health Sciences and the Secretary of Science and Technology here in Oklahoma, was named the Journal Records Woman of the Year. Casey Shrum is a respected leader and an advocate for rural and Native American health. She's leading the way on several major initiatives, including the establishment of the National Center for Wellness and Recovery to address opioid abuse, and the nation's first tribally affiliated medical school in partnership with the Cherokee Nation on Cherokee lands. Congratulations to Dr. Casey Shrum.
You've been listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis.